We had such a good portion before us in Ephesians, and I just had one thing on my heart, really two verses. In Ephesians there, Ephesians chapter 4. Excuse me, Ephesians chapter 5, the first verse. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. It reminds us, doesn't it, of that verse in 1 John chapter 3. Let's turn to that. It wasn't the verse that, the other verse that I had on my heart, but it's so good. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. Beloved, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Back to Ephesians. That word, dear children, we're told to walk as God's dear children. Walk in love. A brother mentioned Brother Darby's translation, to be imitators. We have on the outside of our meeting room, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And we're his children, each one of us. Young people, if you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you're his, God's child. It's a blessing to be God's child, isn't it? And as we went through those verses, we kind of cringe a little bit, don't we? We kind of cringe about how we can go from simple jesting to fornication. It's kind of a downward spiral, isn't it, if you read that those verses in reverse. And I don't think that I, as a 60-year-old man, know what you, as college students and high school students, know as being a part of a school. I get drifts of conversation from teachers about what's going on in the classroom. We find things in locker rooms that shouldn't be there. But I love the end of that verse, and we'll cover it, so I won't mention it except to say, as we were saying, we need to replace these things with something, and that's giving thanks, isn't it? The end of that verse, but rather giving of thanks. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter Ephesians chapter 4. This is not new to any one of you. And as we consider the things that can creep into our lives and destroy us as Christians, young people, you're not any different than I am standing up here. I've enjoyed a tape by our dear brother Buchanan, now with the Lord. I think he was in Toledo, and said, the only problem with you young people is you're just like your parents. And that's true. So, as we wouldn't point the finger at any of you young people, but I know that there's a lot out there at school, on the internet, that certainly can destroy your life. And I would just like to finish this with Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. This is not new. It's not rocket science. It's the Word of God. And it's true. And if you'll follow the guidelines of that verse, it'll save you so much heartache. It'll set you on the right path as Christ as your object to be of service for Him. Worship first, and then service. Our Lord Jesus was that perfect example of every one of those attributes. His glory shine out through the pages of Scripture. You'll see each one of those things in His life. And if you're occupied with that, there'll be praise coming from your heart, and you'll be fruitful for Him in your life.